Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning what we're doing about heat abatement. You know, with the spring weather that we've had, I imagine a lot of things have kind of gotten lost in the mix as we've tried to get forages harvested and corn and other crops into the ground. So, question I have for you today, as we move forward into summer, we are going to experience heat stress. So, how are the cooling systems on your farms, and are they ready for the summertime? Have you cleaned the fans yet? You know that airflow through the fans can be reduced by up to 30% because of the accumulation of dust and debris on the blades and on the shrouds around the fans. Secondly, you need to just check the systems, make sure that they're actually working correctly. We'd like to see fans come on probably at about 65 degrees, and the soaker systems over the feed lines should be implemented to start at 68 to 70 degrees. So how do we put priority on which systems we should work on first? Well, the first system I would work on would be your holding pin cooling, making sure the fans are operational and making sure that our soaker systems in that area are ready for the summer heat. Second place I would work would be wherever the cow housing is. So where do the cows spend most of their day? Well, they spend more of their day in their beds than any other place, hopefully. So having the fans over the bed operational is very important. I'd move next to the feed line where we've got our soaking systems, making sure that we've got fans running, as well as the soaking system ready for the summertime heat. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to get ready for the summer heat so that we can keep our cows as comfortable as possible.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.